news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. I know he'll have a fabulous week helping us out, Mr. Rob Center, our producer. We always appreciate his help and hard work. Nobody gets on the air but through him, so we're glad for that. In the studio with us now, Judy Roos is here. She's director of child care at the Milton YMCA. We often hear and talk about Sunbury's YMCA daycare, and that's worthy of that. But Milton's thriving and busy and tons of kids and lots of noise and a little chaos. But lots of fun, too, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on.
Lots of learning going on, too, we probably think up there. So thanks, Jody. Thanks for coming in. We're going to talk about an upcoming open house. And one of the programs at the Milton YMCA is the Pre-K Counts program. You don't have to tell parents in the know how important that is. And Julie Bieber's here. She's one of the teachers at the Milton Y in the Pre-K Counts program. So welcome aboard, Julie.
Thank you. Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate you both coming in. We want to reiterate, or we want to say right now at the beginning of the interview and at the end of the interview, that there's some open houses coming up where parents can find out about these. So two open houses, two separate ones. So tell us about those, if you would, Jody.
So the first one's March 16th. It's actually an open house for the whole YMCA. So it's going to be 9 to 7 for that whole day on March 16th. And you can just stop into the Y, take a tour. We'll show you around. There'll be some pamphlets and information available. Now, any questions you have about the YMCA at all.
And you want people to see the pool and the fitness rooms.
The pool, the gym, the fitness centers, the child care centers, just everything that goes on at the Y.
And what else? Do you have organized basketball, for example?
There are programs available for the kids. We have a kung fu program on Wednesdays. There are different sports. There's a littles PE class coming up. So you just have to come in. It depends on what you're interested in. Come in and check us all out.
I've been there many times for the yoga, so...
Yep, yoga classes.
Glad that you have that. All right, so that is one open house, and that's coming up next week on Monday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Correct.
You want folks to visit the YMCA then. But there's also an open house that involves the Pre-K Counts program. When is that, Julie?
That is April 28th from 6 to 7.
All right, and what is Pre-K Counts? You should probably, we'll start at the beginning for that important topic.
Pre-K Counts is children get to come, and based on their age, it's a free program. The children are 3 to 5, and we teach them through play, and we do lots of exciting things like go on field trips around the area. We go on walks. We enjoy all the facilities of the YMCA, and we learn while we play.
All right. And why is it so important that kids, what are the ages again, and why is it so important that kids get involved in that?
The ages are, well, you can enroll if you are 3 years old by
September 1st.
September 1st. Yep. You can stay in 2 years if you enroll when you're three. Up to age 5, and then you move on to kindergarten. But the importance is, so you develop your child socially, emotionally, physically, and being at the YMCA is such a well-rounded program. We get to hit every aspect of that every single day. And the kids laugh, and they're happy, and they just enjoy each other's company and their teacher's company. But it's so important because they get that early interaction before they go to school and become overwhelmed with all the other children. They become familiar with routines and expectations, and they're excited to learn, and they are so ready every day to come back and see us. And we absolutely love our job.
Well, I'm sure you do, and I think the Pre-K Counts always sounds like when I see the different student classrooms at the YMCAs, everybody looks like they're it's sort of a great organized forward march kind of thing with a lot of fun happening, and you know, and plus I'm always glad to see that kids are learning, and kids some of the kids might not get a ton of socialization or might not get a ton of sort of teaching education while they're at a daycare or being babysat, for example. So this is a big opportunity for that. Is there anything else people need to know about the eligibility of that?
It is income-based, and a family of four can make up to...
I didn't bring those numbers, but...
But it's like...
It's up to 300% of the poverty level. So, you know, it kind of hits that families that don't quite qualify for Head Start, but they can still qualify for pre-K counts. And those two programs serve the same ages. So it expands what Head Start can do.
Okay, so there is a financial eligibility. Mm-hmm. And can someone just pay to get in if they're above the eligibility?
Not for this particular classroom, but the YMCA also has another preschool classroom that if you need preschool for your child, you can pay a tuition and attend that class.
So that's just a great preschool opportunity for those. So contact mm-hmm. the YMCA. How can you get more information if you need information on what pre-K counts is all about?
Well, you can call Jody Ruse at the YMCA, or you can call and ask for me, Julie Bieber, and we'd be happy to call you back and give you all kinds of information. And we could make time for you pretty much any day of the week in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, and you could come in and take a tour on your own and see what you think of our program.
Jody, tell us more about the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA Milton branch. It was just at the Y annual meeting, and they're honoring all kinds of folks that are doing a superlative job. So you get young people that get to interact with some fabulous adults, I think.
You're talking about in terms of our programming
all
that's going
programming.
On?
Yep.
There's just so much going on at the YMCA. We try to offer programming for all age groups. So we have programming for the very young, like the child care program, the pre-K counts program. You're aware of the Giant Step program at the Sunbury YMCA. We have babysitting so that parents can come in and exercise and their kids have a safe place to be. We offer all kinds of classes in just about everything. Yoga, water aerobics, there's Zumba, water Zumba, there's something for everybody.
And chair yoga, right?
Chair yoga, yes.
So, yeah, that's among the things. And I just think it's super. So, folks probably, I think of the YMCAs as being sort of a natural resource that maybe some folks overlook around here. But these are just great programs that are teaching great things and have a lot of great opportunities. Your appearance today has absolutely nothing to do with fundraising, but the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA is on the Raise the Region event that's coming up this week.
Yes, we are. And you can pick the YMCA if you want your funds to go toward our organization. That would be fantastic.
Right, pick Milton YMCA, please.
Yep.
And then say in the notes, please send it over to Julie too or something.
Yes.
To the good kids, that doesn't hurt either. And how do you join the Y? If you're not a member, people may drive by and think, oh, well, it looks like there's a lot of people going in there, what's cooking?
So that's really a pretty easy process. You walk in, you can go to any branch and walk in and just ask for the information about membership, and they will provide you everything you need so that you can go ahead and become a member. Benefits to becoming a member of the Y are, of course, you get a member rate on any of the programming that we have. So it helps out in that way, and you can participate in just about anything that goes on at the Y.
Right, so this is an opportunity for folks to enjoy working out in the gym, and you can visit the pool, and there's open hours, so if you want to mm-hmm. do lap swim, do you have a pretty steady group of lap swimmers?
Oh, we do have quite a few that come in for the lap swims, and there's several different lap swims scheduled throughout the day, so it's a matter of come in, pick up the schedule, see what fits with your schedule, and
anytime anybody's in the pool, there's a lifeguard there, right?
Always.
Okay,
always a lifeguard on deck, yeah.
So that's a good opportunity for folks. Well, as I mentioned, we'd do the initial mention in the open house, then the reiteration. Let's go back to Julie, and we'll reiterate about your April event for pre-K counts.
Okay, that will be on April 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. I'd love you to bring your whole entire family in. Tour the Y while you're there. See what the program's all about. Enjoy some snacks. Fill out an application. We have 18 children we can accept. Half is already filled up. So if you are interested in pre-K counts and your child is between the ages of 3 and 5, please sign up that day.
All right, so that is on April 28th for the pre-K counts, which is a financial eligibility opportunity for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds to get involved in this. And you can get lots more details at gsv.com. GSVYMCA.org and get all the rest of the information about the Milton Branch's pre-K counts. And Jody, reiterate, next week, a week from now, anybody can go into the YMCA at all.
For our open house, it's all day, 9 to 7. If you have any questions or you want any information about anything going on at the YMCA, please stop in. We would love to have you and take the opportunity to give you a tour of the full facility. You can see the gyms, the pool, the fitness centers, and just come see what we have to offer. And that is at all the branches of the YMCA. So you can stop in at any one.
All right, the Sunbury branch is doing that too, along
the
with
Sunbury
the Miller Center.
And the Miller Center and the Milton YMCA, yes.
And Mifflinburg.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody's involved in that. Well, that's fabulous. All right, well, thank you so much for the information. Very much appreciated. Jody Roos is Director of Child Care at the Milton YMCA, and Julie Bieber is one of the pre-K counts teachers at the Milton YMCA. Again, you can get all the information about the things we talked about at GSVYMCA.org.